we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. It was a big weekend in African football as teams across the continent continued their quest for Cameroon 2019. And joining us now with the results of these Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers is reporter Prince Nesta. Sporty AFCON greetings, Prince.
Sporty AFCON greetings to you too, Sunny. Senegal got their 2019 AFCON qualification in Group A back on track after recording a 3-0 win over Sudan in Dakar. Goals from Olympiacos defender Abu Cisse, Everton midfielder Idrissa Gueye, and Rene forward Mbaye Niang ensured the Lions of Teranga climb joint top of the group table with 7 points, same as Madagascar, whose 1-0 away victory over Equatorial Guinea shot them to 7 points as well. In Group B, AFCON 2019 hosts the indomitable Lions of Cameroon edged past Malawi 1-0 to earn Dutch coach Clarence Seedorf his first win. The sole goal was scored by Paris Saint-Germain forward Choupo-Moting. An injury-time goal by Caen midfielder Fichal Fadji saw Morocco secure a slender 1-0 win over Comoros in Casablanca. The win takes Morocco to 6 points in second position, one behind Cameroon. Gabon cruised to a 3-0 victory against a hapless South Sudan in Group C, while Mali missed an injury-time penalty as they were held to a barren draw at home by Burundi. Mali now tops the group with 7 points, followed by Burundi with 5, and Gabon with 4 points. The Scorpions of Gambia bagged a valuable away point after a 1-1 draw against Togo in Group D, while goals from Rami Banzebaini and Baghdad Boneja ensured victory for the Desert Foxes of Algeria, who saw off Benin 2-0 to move top of the group with 7 points. The Desert Foxes are followed by Benin, who now lie in second place with 4 points.
Prince, if we turn to Group E, there was some heavy scoring and great performances by both South Africa and Nigeria. Fact or fiction, Prince?
That's definitely a fact, Sonny. Real nightmare for Seychellois and Libyan fans since there were 10 goals recorded between South Africa and Nigeria in their heavy victories. Well, South Africa mauled Seychelles 6-0 in Johannesburg, while an Odion Ighalo's hat-trick and Samuel Kalu goal inspired the Super Eagles of Nigeria to a 4-0 win against visiting Mediterranean Knights of Libya. Bafana now lead the group with 7 points, followed by Nigeria with 6 points. Sunny, now onto the land where my heart belongs. Kenya's dreams of qualifying for 2019 African Cup of Nations remained right on track after skinning Ethiopia 3-0, thanks to sumptuous goals by Tottenham midfielder Victor Wanyama, Michael Olunga and Eric Johanna. Harambee Stars now tops Group F with 7 points. Ghana's double header against Sierra Leone was cancelled following a FIFA ban on Sierra Leone's Football Association. CAF has ruled out the possibility of the cancelled games being played at a later date. In Group G, the Warriors of Zimbabwe conquered the Leopards of DR Congo 2-1 away in Kinshasa. Zimbabwe now leads the group with 7 points. DR Congo follows with 4 points, level with Congo Brazzaville, who beat Liberia 3-1, with Liberia president and former captain George Weah watching on.
Prince, I think my ears were just serenaded by a herd of elephants. And in Group H, the elephants of Ivory Coast were on parade with a big win. And Prince, I understand that big win had a Manchester United connection?
That's right, Sonny. Manchester United defender Eric Bailly scored his first goal for his country as Ivory Coast hammered Central African Republic 4-0 at home to revive their Group H campaign. Guinea also collected maximum points with a 2-0 win over Rwanda. The Elephants now occupy second place with 6 points, 3 points behind Guinea, who lead the group. the Palancas Negras of Angola, the Stallions of Burkina Faso, and Alma Rabitoun of Mauritania are all level with 6 points in Group I after Angola thumped Mauritania 4-1 at home, while Burkina Faso crushed Botswana 3-0. In Group J, reigning African Footballer of the Year Mo Salah scored a stunning individual goal to help the Pharaohs of Egypt beat Eswatini, formerly Swaziland, 4-1 in Cairo. Tunisia now lead the group with 9 points after their 1-0 win over Niger, with Egypt right on their tails with 6 points. In Group K, 2012 champions Zambia dropped to the bottom of the group after beating Guinea-Bissau 2-1 on Thursday, before losing the reverse by the same scoreline on Sunday. Guinea-Bissau now tops the group with 7 points, while Namibia's 2-1 win away to Mozambique moves them up to second place on the table. Finally, the Uganda Cranes are top of Group L with 7 points after thumping Lesotho 3-0. Cape Verde also moved up to second with 4 points after thrashing Taifa Stars of Tanzania 3-0. Lesotho and Tanzania have 2 points each after 3 matches. The fourth round of the qualifiers resume again on Tuesday. I'm Prince Nesta on the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Sunny.
Thanks, Prince. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. As Prince mentioned, Uganda's Cranes thumped the visiting Crocodiles of Lesotho 3-0. Joining us now from Kampala with a post-match report is Magumi Davis Rakawinj.
Ugandan striker Emmanuel Okwi was in superb form as he helped the Uganda Cranes to beat Lesotho 3-0 at Mandela National Stadium, Nambole. Okwi, who plays for Tanzania club Simba, scored the first goal in 11 minutes and won a penalty just 10 minutes later. The penalty was easily converted by fellow striker Faruk Mia. Okwi scored another goal in the second half to daunt Lesotho's chances of equalizing. Uganda Cranes coach Sebastian Desabri, testing his first home victory in the qualifiers, was all praise for his players.
I am very happy for my player because they deserve. We try to put one strategy to win the game. Sometimes it's no success to score some goals, like Tanzania. But today it's good because we score. I think we deserve this. This win, but for me it's normal, it's logic to win at home when the team have some objective.
Desabri says his team will aim at ensuring they get a positive result when the two teams meet again tomorrow in Maseru.
We will go to Maseru focus and we try to win the game, but it's not easy to play against this team because they have a good organization.
Indeed, Lesotho coach Moshini Matete says he's optimistic the Crocodiles will win at home.
My players, they have an interest to play for the AFCON, because like if you look at this group, it's a tough one. You know, everything can happen. So we will go back to our drawing board and sit down and look at how best can we play Uganda in the second leg in Maseru.
Despite scoring 2 goals, man of the match Emmanuel Okwi reckons he and his teammates have a daunting task ahead.
It's a game that is not going to be easy. We've all seen that Lesotho is not an easy team. We have to work harder to make sure that we get positive results in Lesotho. It's going to be tough in Lesotho, so we just need to prepare ourselves mentally and to know that nothing comes easy. We need to keep focused and work hard, much harder even.
In another Group L game, Cape Verde convincingly beat Tanzania Taifa Stars 3-0 at the Stadio Nacional de Cape Verde in Praia. The two teams will also play each other this Tuesday, with coach Emmanuel Amunike looking for his first win in the qualifiers. Uganda Cranes top the group with 7 points. Cape Verde is second with 4 points, while Tanzania and Lesotho have 2 points. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinj in Kampala, Uganda.
Thanks, Magumi. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. For more on Nigeria's 4-0 win over visiting Libya in Nations Cup qualifying, let's go to Port Harcourt and reporter Iron Mike Mbonye.
The Super Eagles of Nigeria brightened their chances of booking a ticket to the 2019 African Cup of Nations tournament by defeating Libya 4-0 in a Group E match. Nigeria has 6 points from 3 matches, while Libya has 4 points from the same number of matches. South Africa leads the group with 7 points after defeating Seychelles 6-0. In a match played at the FNB Stadium, Johannesburg, Seychelles are last in the group with no point. China-based striker Odion Ighalo scored a hat-trick for the Eagles. Ighalo scored Nigeria's first goal when he converted a penalty in the 4th minute after Libyan keeper Mohamed Abdaoula fouled him. Libyan striker Mohamed Zoubia almost equalized for his side, but his powerful header was saved by Nigerian keeper Francis Uzoho in the 40th minute. The Libyans kept the pressure on their goals till the end of the first half. Ighalo netted Nigeria's second goal in the 58th minute when he connected Alex Iwobi's pass, dribble keeper Abdaoula before slotting home the goal. Ighalo got his hat-trick in the 69th minute when he connected skipper Ahmed Musa's pass and drilled the ball past 3 Libyan defenders. France-based striker Samuel Kalou scored Nigeria's 4th goal with a diagonal shot from outside the 18-yard box. Nigerian coach Gernot Rohr:
"We prepared very well this match. We wanted to prepare this match like we did against Cameroon. This a good work in the training session. We knew also very well this opponent. Libya has been observed by our scout in South Africa, where they played very well. So we were not surprised that Libya made a very good first half. We had again the confident to bring Ighalo. Even yesterday or 2 days ago in the press conference, one of you asked me, why do you maintain Ighalo in this team? I think today he's giving the answer."
Ross said though his team is determined to win the return match, they will not underrate the Libyans because they have a fighting spirit.
"But of course now we have to do a second step. This is not finished now because we have to win again. At least for a draw, we wanted to do at least 4 points in these 2 matches. And we still don't underrate this team. They play well. They are fighting. We had a little bit luck to score immediately this goal on a penalty. And then we had problems in the first half. We don't forget it. So we have to be stronger Tuesday if we want to win again."
Libyan coach Omar Al-Marim, who spoke through an interpreter, says he has confidence in his team. He says the team is a young one and can get the 3 points in Tunisia.
First of all, the manager would like to say that he has confidence in his team. Like you said, we played very well today. We were very courageous in the way that we played. However, there are small things that affect our team. For example, the temperature, the humidity, the travelling, all these issues that we have faced. However, he feels that we came for the 3 points. So if we lose 1-2, it doesn't make a difference. Not too big of a difference, because it means that we still don't get any points. But we will be sure to return the 3 points in Tunisia.
Libya will host Nigeria in Tunisia on Tuesday, October 16, in another Nations Cup qualifier. This is Mike Mbonye for the Sunny Side of Sports in Port Harcourt, Nigeria.
Thanks, Iron Mike. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In women's soccer, the top-ranked USA has booked a place in next year's World Cup in France, and it did so in dominating fashion. The American women routed the reggae girls of Jamaica Sunday night 6-0 near Dallas, Texas, to clinch a berth at France 2019. The United States has outscored its competition 24 goals to none. You heard me right, VOA soccer fans. 24 goals to none in 4 CONCACAF region qualifying matches. The USA will play neighbor Canada on Wednesday in the final of this CONCACAF qualifying tournament. 5th-ranked Canada also qualified for next year's World Cup in France with a 7-0 victory over Panama. The Panamanian women will play Jamaica Wednesday in a third-place match that will decide an automatic berth for France 2019. The 4th-place finisher will play Argentina in a 2-leg playoff next month. The USA is the defending Women's World Cup champion. The Americans won their 3rd world title in 2015 when they beat Japan in the final in Canada. Japan, South Korea, China, Thailand, and Australia have all qualified for next year's Women's World Cup from the Asia region. Other teams that have qualified are Brazil and Chile from the South America region, and host France, Spain, Italy, England, Scotland, Norway, Sweden, and Germany from Europe. Africa and Oceania have not yet had their Women's World Cup qualifying tournaments. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In African athletics, distance running great Kip Keno was one of seven officials charged Monday with misusing money intended for Kenya's 2016 Olympic team. Four of the suspects were in court Monday, while the others, including the 78-year-old Keno and former sports minister Hassan Wario, were charged in absentia. They're accused of misappropriating more than $500,000. Keno, a two-time Olympic champion, was the head of the Kenyan Olympic Committee during the 2016 Rio Games in Brazil. He and the others are accused of purchasing unauthorized plane tickets, spending funds on unapproved persons, and overpaying allowances. Kip Keno is considered an African sports pioneer, leading the way for Kenyans and other Africans to compete in world competitions. But Kenyan athletics has been tarnished not just by this corruption scandal, but also by a series of doping cases involving top athletes. Last week, Kenyan marathon runner Samuel Kalalai was banned for 4 years after testing positive for the performance-enhancing blood booster, EPO. He's the third Kenyan to receive a doping ban in 2018, and four other cases are still pending. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Turning to tennis, Serbian star Novak Djokovic has won a record fourth Shanghai Masters title in China. Joining us with more details is my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen!
Sporty greetings, Sonny. On Sunday, Novak Djokovic cruised past Croatia's Borna Coric to win the title and his fourth trophy of the season. Craig Gabriel was in Shanghai and has more about the tournament's record-breaking champion.
Novak Djokovic is ruling the courts all over again after his frustrating start to the year. He's really the best player in the world right now. He won the Rolex Shanghai Masters for a record fourth time, beating Borna Coric 6-3, 6-4. The 21-year-old Croat was in his first Masters 1000 final. This is Djokovic's 32nd Masters 1000 title, and he extends his advantage over Coric to 3-0. He's on an 18-match win streak and has won 27 of his last 28 matches. The new rankings on Monday will list Novak at 2 in the world, displacing Roger Federer, and he's in striking range of toppling Rafa Nadal at number 1. He's made it clear he's chasing that spot to the end of the year, and the way the Serb is playing, it's going to be very difficult to stop him. Craig Gabriel, VOA Sports, Shanghai.
Djokovic won all 47 of his service games during the tournament, and his victory extends his winning streak to 18 matches, the longest of the season by any male player. And as Craig Gabriel mentioned, Djokovic has surpassed Roger Federer as number 2 in the world. You might remember earlier this year, Djokovic underwent an elbow operation, and throughout the season, he's kept us updated on how his game is improving. Well, after Sunday's win, Djoko said his game now speaks for itself.
Look, I think you're seeing the new Novak. I don't need to describe him. That's all I can say. I really don't think it's maybe the place and time to really go deep into details, because we have talked about it already many times in the last, 6 months of my whole journey, psychologically mostly, what I was going through and how I had to reinvent myself and find, you know, proper formula for success. And I found it. And I'm just trying to hold on to it as long as I can.
Djokovic is in a great position to reclaim the world number one spot. He sits just 35 points behind Spain's Rafael Nadal, who is recovering from a knee injury. Djokovic was Nadal's replacement in Shanghai, and talk about taking full advantage of an opportunity. Today's headline on tennis.com reads, "The future of the men's game belongs to Novak Djokovic again." Djoko says he plans to continue his run at the upcoming Paris Masters and London's ATP Tour Finals, and says capping the season as number one in the world will be the biggest achievement of the year. He's made a remarkable climb to the top of his game this season, and he summed it up with this tweet: "Never say never, because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion." Congratulations to Novak Djokovic on his incredible season. I'll have more sporting news tomorrow. Sunny, back to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. An update now on the Major League Baseball playoffs here in the United States. The Los Angeles Dodgers will host the Milwaukee Brewers in Game 3 of the Best of 7 National League Championship Series later Monday night in Southern California. The series is tied at 1-1. The Brewers won the opening game 6-5, and the Dodgers bounced back to win Game 2 in another close contest 4-3. Meanwhile, the Best of 7 American League Championship Series is also tied at 1-1, and it resumes Tuesday night in Houston, Texas. That's where the defending World Series champion Houston Astros will host the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox even the series on Sunday night in Boston. The AP's Gethin Coolbaugh filed this report from Boston, Massachusetts.
Jackie Bradley Jr. played the unlikely hero for the Red Sox in their come-from-behind 7-5 win over the Astros to even the ALCS at one game apiece Sunday. Bradley hit a two-out bases-clearing double off the Green Monster in left to put Boston up 5-4 in the third.
I was in hitter's count, so I just wanted to, you know, not do too much. See a pitch in the zone that I could handle, and I got it on the 2-1 count.
Boston's David Price fell short of his first playoff win as a starter, allowing 4 runs in 4 2/3 innings.
It wasn't the line I dreamed up to have tonight, but you know, our offense, our defense, you know, everybody rallied together. That's what we've done all year. You know, whenever our starters needed to be picked up, you know, they've picked us up, and vice versa. So that was big.
Marwin Gonzalez bashed a 2-run homer, and George Springer had a 2-run double for the Astros. Gethin Coolbaugh, Boston.
Thanks, Gethin. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Boston is also where the National Basketball Association officially tips off its 73rd season on Tuesday night. The Boston Celtics will host the Philadelphia 76ers in the opening game of the season, and that will be followed by a game in the western U.S. city of Oakland, California, where the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors will play the visiting Oklahoma City Thunder. Finally, World Boxing Organization welterweight champion Terrence Bud Crawford successfully defended his title over the weekend, scoring a 12th round technical knockout victory against fellow American and previously unbeaten Jose Benavidez Jr. Fighting in front of friendly fans in his hometown of Omaha, Nebraska, Crawford dropped Benavidez with a right uppercut in the 12th round. He followed that up with a barrage of punches before the referee stepped in and stopped the fight. And that wraps up the October 15th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Misha Dubinsky. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it. Hello, I'm Lynor Mudou, host of Health Chat. Next week on Health Chat, we'll have a special discussion on women's well-being around the world. Our guest is Christina Kessler, author of the book Tales of an Inkut Swami. For your questions, email us at healthchat@voanews.com. You can also reach us by phone to leave a message or to participate in the program. We will call you back. Dial the international code for the United States, then dial 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Dial 45 after you hear the station ID. Health Chat this Tuesday at 17:30 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, we'll talk about Africa's land ownership and the challenge of land reform. We'll examine Africa's land redistribution and the fundamental issue of land inequality. On the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Van Dee, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee it.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
Border Crossings.
Join host Larry London.
Larry London.
On Border Crossings, VOA's only worldwide music request hour.
Whoa.
Every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in for the biggest hits and amazing artists. Win prizes and get the latest news from exclusive celebrity interviews.
Ooh.
Send your requests to Facebook at VOA Larry London, Twitter at Border Crossings, or Instagram at Border Crossings VOA. Or call 202-619-2077 and have your favorite music played to the entire world.
Ah.
Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal, only on the Voice of America.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.